Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Samaches, Simon Chav Kimmel. We're dealing with the Hilchos of Baal Tosef, and the Chayyadim raises the question about the power of Bezdin in regard to Baal Tosef. Avu Rishos LeBezdin, Lasso Siyag LeTorah B'chol Dover. I feel a La'akramitzis Hasei, or Lois Hasei LePishah. Chazal's power, as the Gemara in Yevamos has a sugya, where the Gemara talks about if the Bezdin has the power to impact mitzvahs, and the Morris says very clearly that Chazal have the power to be mavatul a mitzvahs asay, which means a person b'shev al tasa will not do an asay because of a concern of Chazal. For example, the shofar on the first on Rosh Hashanah, if it falls out on Shabbos, lulav on Sukkos, if it falls out on Shabbos, this is a mitzvah asay deraisa, the first day of Sukkos, to take a lulav. Because I'll say, if it falls out on Shabbos, not to do so because of the concern of Chilul Shabbos. This is an ongoing bittul of the mitzvahs asay, but since it's B'shei Baal Tasa, that is the power of Bezdin to do that. To actively go against the lois asay, Chazal, the more it comes out that Chazal have the ability to do that only on a temporary basis, lefi shah, but not an ongoing basis. A bittul asay is possible ongoing. Being over a lois asay, actively transgressing a lois asay, cannot be done in a permanent basis, but it can be done lefi shah. So that's part of the power of Bezdin. Extending that power of Bezdin, if Bezdin can be mevatel mitzvahs and averas, so Chazal to have power over this for Baal Tosef as well. They have the power to make a siyog to protect the Torah. The Rambam understands that a person who does not follow Chazal is transgressing the prohibition of Loisoser, that one may not deviate from the words of the Chachamim. So the Torah tells us, in case we have a disagreement of how to understand a part of the Torah, we follow the Bezdin. The Bezdin is Loisoser min adabra yeshigidu l'chol yamin u'smol. You cannot deviate from what Chazal told us to the right or to the left. We have to follow their directive. So the Bezdin is given this authority, the person bear with this about of the saucer. Okay, so the Chayyadim seems to take the approach, and there seems to be three approaches in the Rishonim, why there is not an Isser Baal Tosef when it comes to the Siyagim of the Chachamim. The Ravid says that the Isser Baal Tosef is primarily in regards to a mitzvah asay. A person is adding into the mitzvah asay in some way, redoing the mitzvah asay. The siyogas which Chazal made are primarily there to protect lois asays. The Isser Baal Tosef wasn't said in regards to that they don't do this, don't do that. Well, that's what Chazal is telling us. The Torah never gave an Isser Baal Tosef in regards to lois asays. That's the approach of the Ravid. The Rambam does not differentiate between Asay and Lois Asay in that regard. But he says, if Chazal say very clearly that this is not a mitzvah of the Torah, but it is our mitzvah, it's independent, that we're not saying that this is what the Torah is telling you to do, it's saying what we're telling you to do, that's not called Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is if in some way the person is adding, changing the mitzvah of the Torah. The person, the Bezdin, is clearly saying, we are not saying that this is us. So for example, it gives an example that this derisa b'basa b'cholav applies to meat of a behemoth. It does not apply to the meat of a bird. Chazal came along and said, since in people's mind that they associate meat of a bird to meat of a behemoth, if we're going to allow basa b'cholav, meat of a bird, together with milk, we're going to end up with a situation where people are going to come to do that together with meat. They said, do not do that. So a person will come along and say, the reason why I'm not eating this is because of chicken with butter is because it's a Torah prohibition. That would be Baal Tosef. If we're coming along and saying we know that it's Mutar Mita Raisa, but we're asking not to do it anyway, that's not Baal Tosef. That's the approach of the Rambam. The third approach is the approach that seems to be of the Rashba, where he says the same Torah which said Baal Tosef said Lois Oser. If the Torah said that the Chachamim were given the authority to enact things, so that you cannot apply Baal Tosef to them. They were given this authority and this power to be Moisev, to add directives based on various psukim. So the concept of Tosfos would not apply to the Chachamim when they're making their Tekanos. It seems to be what the Chayyim seems to be saying over here. Now the Chayyim just ends off and he says, "Kashem is also lahoistim al mitzvahs kachos al digroya." The Kagan now says, "Gimel tzitzis with gimel minyan belula." A person would diminish the mitzvah, define the mitzvah in a diminished way, attempt to make the mitzvah in a diminished way, be a form of a bal tigra, which the Torah says is also as well. The Chachamim has a few more points in the parentheses, and maybe we'll have one or two more points, and then after that we will. So after one more shir, I think we will move on to the next siman. Meanwhile, have a good day.